This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Tomorrow afternoon, Sutherland Mayor Michelle Sumner presenting an author talk with author Lisa Slater, who is on the phone with us this morning. Lisa, good morning. Thanks for being on.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So you're going to be at the C. Giles Hunt Memorial Library in Sutherland tomorrow afternoon doing an author talk. And first of all, I am curious what led to your becoming an author.
Thank you. What made me become an author is I'm more of a thinker and less of a talker, like a radio host. My voice is best heard through the written word. I love writing my stories because I love reading people's stories, and I, too, can create a journey for other people to experience.
So how long have you been writing?
I've been writing since I was a little kid. I remember writing my first story about a poodle in elementary school, and I've been writing ever since, but I've been self-publishing my work for the last 6 years.
Wow. Now, is this kind of a full-time pursuit, or do you have another career as well?
In the winter, it is absolutely a full-time pursuit of getting it done and getting it to the editor and all the work that goes into it. In the summertime, I take a break from writing, and I typically hit the road and go to events to sell my books and meet people, and I have a part-time job boarding horses and occasionally training them.
Wow. Now, how many books have you had published?
I have published 6 of them, and I'm on my 7th now, and will have it released probably in June.
Now, talk about your latest book is called A Home for Love. What inspired that?
A Home for Love, I actually wrote it 20 years ago, went back when I was in my 20s. I believe all those years ago, I was likely inspired to write it because of my own journey. So A Home for Love is about a character who finds that the picture he's created of his life consists of all the wrong pieces. He ends up broken down in Lakeside, Oregon, and there, he discovers the right pieces for him in purpose, belonging, and community. And I think I was looking for that same thing.
Now, were you anywhere around Lakeside when you were writing this?
Lakeside, yeah. Lakeside's about 20 miles from my hometown.
And as you have written the books, you've written a variety of styles. I mean, you've got books that are romantic suspense and mystery, and one about police canine Odin. Tell us about that one.
Oh, yes, that's a favorite. Canine Odin is a true story told from the dog's perspective as a patrol tracking canine. He ends up fighting for his life, his partner's life, and ultimately is adopted into the hearts of his entire community.
So what inspired that one?
The inspiration behind that is Odin was my husband's patrol canine, therefore I was his mother, and I was able to witness his experiences and his reaction to those experiences firsthand.
Interesting. We have heard about Canine Odin over here in Douglas County. Periodically, some of our regional news will include things happening in Coos County. I get press releases from the sheriff's office over there and some of the other agencies. So familiar from with that name over the years. How long ago did you write that book?
That's awesome. I actually released it last year. So all of 2024, I was working on it.
So as you have written your books, who are you trying to reach with them, or does it vary book to book?
I guess because of my extensive genre, it would probably vary between books, but mostly just readers and people that want to experience things outside of their normal day-to-day scope. Just go on a journey down somebody else's path.
And what are you going to be covering during the author talk on Saturday at the library in Sutherland?
Saturday, I'll be doing a little talk about me, a little talk about my books. I'll be opening the floor up for questions relating to my writing process, any personal insights. But what I really hope to achieve in my talk is to embolden others to take control of their own goals, whether it be writing or otherwise.
And why is that sort of a subject that's important to you?
My heart goal is to be an encourager. I've always loved to encourage others, and that is my end goal for life, is to encourage others, whether that's through my stories or just talking to them in person.
Now, you're going to have your books available at the event tomorrow?
Oh, yes, sir. They will be available.
And now if somebody doesn't get to the event tomorrow but wants to find out more, where can they connect with your writings online?
Online, you can connect with me at www.slaterlife.com and also on Facebook, Slater Life, Lisa Slater, author.
Now, do you already have some other books or at least one that you're kind of in the midst of working on now?
Yes, I am just in the final details of the book I am working on currently and hope to have it out this summer for my first event in Coos County.
All right. Sounds like you're pretty busy at that. Author Lisa Slater joining us. And again, tomorrow, the event, 2 o'clock at the C. Giles Hunt Memorial Library in Sutherland, an author talk presented by Mayor Michelle Sumner. Lisa, what's the website for folks to get connected with your writings?
www.slaterlife.com.
All right, Lisa, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Kyle.
8:38 at the Morning Report.